super fantastic! That's how you do it! Well, I'm so excited to be here today. When J.R. called and asked if I would do part of my 10 steps to systemized effective duplication, I was really excited because the part he asked me to focus on was the part that I attribute to the momentum, the accelerating momentum and growth of my organization. And that's with the kickoff hall presentations. How many people are doing them? Come on! I'll tell you what. It's the most effective way to leverage your time and duplicate your efforts in this business. It's the most effective way and efficient way to do the ABC pattern in your group. And I'll tell you something else. It's the missing link. It is the missing link. Mark Scholl and Julie and I and Bruce went out to Colorado and I did my full 10 steps training. And anyway, afterwards Mark said, I got it! I finally got it! He goes, I wasn't doing this and I wasn't doing that. And I said, I know, Mark. That's why you're making $500,000 a year and I'm making $1 million a year. But the point is, you don't even have to do everything right. The plan is so powerful, you still make a lot of money. And Mark's going to be hitting the next level in 30 to 60 days because of it. Anyway, you have the 10 steps to systemize effective duplication in your packet. I don't even want you to look at them. Everything I tell you is in that packet. You don't have to take notes or anything. But it's the steps that I take when I bring a new person into the business all the way to the point where that I've duplicated myself, that they are managing their business, and guess what? They pick up the marker. That's the whole thing, right? When they pick up the marker. So I'm going to briefly go through the 10 steps. I'm going to run through them, you guys. I got a lot to do up here. I want you to focus on the screens. You can look at me every once in a while. Focus on the screens because there's a lot of illustrations, okay? So let's take it through the 10 steps of systemized effective duplication. First step is names list. I don't have to go through this. JR already did it. Second step, answer to what is it? In 2-minute commercial. A new person has to know that. Third step, next, you got to develop approaches with the people on your names list. All of my approaches are in your packet. You have to develop your own approaches. Fourth step, you're going to make the appointment. After you figure out the approach, you're going to make the appointment with that prospect. It's either going to be for an interview or a kickoff home presentation. An interview is exactly what it says, an interview. It takes 20, 30 minutes. I don't show the plan. I show the opportunity, not the plan. Now, through asking questions, I develop rapport and trust, and I find out why they're looking at this business. Okay? Then after that, I pre-qualify them, and you'll see my 5 pre-qualifying questions. And then I tell them about the company, the product. But when I get into the plan, I show them the 40-year plan versus the 2-to-3-year plan. And all I say about the 2-to-3-year plan is there's 2 ways to make money. One is retail, and the other is building and managing 2 sales organizations. And you can make $109,000 a year. Yeah. Guess what? If they don't want to go to a kickoff, they're disqualified. They're not even worth my time. You see, I only show the plan to people who I know are already going to get in. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Next is kickoff home presentation. We're really going to get into that, you guys, because, like I said, I do believe that's the missing link. You can build 3, 4, 5. I built up to 12 organizations in my group in one night. I do in 1 week what I could do in a month if I didn't do it that way. So you can really leverage your time. The next step is, what is it? Second look hotel presentation, you bring them. But the key thing is here is you got to build belief. Right, Frank? You got to build belief. So you always want to plug them into a local seminar. You always want to plug them into a leadership school. I have 28 prospects here today. They're not even signed up. What am I doing? I'm building belief. I want their commitment. So I'm going to get them to believe first. So you always want to plug them into the system. Next is you want to follow up with the prospect. The follow-up is going to be, it could be going to another second look. It could be going to a local. It could be going to a kickoff. But eventually it's going to be to sign up. Right, Marty? And you're going to use the Getting Started Guide Action Plan for Success, aren't you? Yes. Part 1 of the Getting Started Guide. 7 steps. Now they're an unfranchise owner, so you're going to follow up with the new unfranchise owner. And you're going to complete their action plan. This is where you take the number of hours they said they were going to work the business, and you set their calendar, you guys. You're going to set their calendar and complete their action plan. Getting Started Guide Part 2. 8 steps, work the ABC pattern? This is where you define your team. We'll really be getting into that because duplication is the key. And you're going to pass the marker. This is where you're going to pass the marker, you guys, when you follow the ABC pattern. And the ninth step is the 90-day follow-up with new one franchise owner. This is the Getting Started Guide, Part 3. This is when your new one franchise owner has been in the business, they're activated, they're going through the ABC pattern, and at this point they have a group, and you're going to do coring, okay? Like I said, I can't get into it, it's in your packet, you have it all. And the last step is measure, monitor, adjust, and control. This is the way you can figure out what you're not doing. Go through those steps. Figure out which step you didn't do. Adjust and control your business. And you always want to identify and work the bottom of a hot spot. You guys have your leaders here. You have organizations already developed. Go in, work the bottom of the hot spot. Start over. Repeat steps 8 through 10, which is the ABC pattern, with your people. So what is the key to success? What is it? Duplication! And you're going to get that through kickoff. It just takes two good people, so select two good people. Don't just bring anybody into this business. I mean, you're going to treat it like a $1 million business. If you had a $1 million business and you had to have two VPs, would you just hire any two VPs? Of course not. You go shopping until you found the right two. When I bring someone into this business, guess what? They hire me to help them make $2,100 a week. I better make sure I'm going to like these people and I'm going to want to work with them. So, right? So you really want to select two good people. And you want to pre-qualify, you guys. I pre-qualify everyone either at the approach, during the approach, or at the interview. If I can show you a way you can make an extra $2,100 a week without giving up what you're presently doing and have all the time to enjoy it, would you be willing to follow a proven business plan? Yes or no? This is posture. Do you have 8 to 10 hours a week? This is all in your handout under interview. Do you have $500 to $1,500 to capitalize your business? You know something, guys? You've got to bring out the money. If you say $69.95, they're going to think it's an MLM. It's the way you posture yourself. This is a real business. This is $109,000 a year. Or more. A millionaire, whatever you want it to be. But money shouldn't even be an issue. We have products that people want and need. Money shouldn't even be an issue here. We don't want their money. We want their commitment. Get them to sell products. Have a product preview. Have a makeover day. But get them to do something. Is everybody get this? So it shouldn't even be an issue. And are you willing to take an out-of-state training? Next pre-qualifying question. I get everybody. That is a requirement of mine. And the reason why I get them all to go is because I pre-qualify them with that question. You're talking $2,100 a week. Why would you work with someone who wasn't going to come? Are you guys believing now? Yeah? I am. I believe now. So get them to an outside training, and are you coachable and ready to start now? Those are my pre-qualifying questions. You want to set requirements. You guys know what it takes to make it in this business. Why is you requiring your people to do it? Right? You know what it takes. You got to set requirements. It's duplication, you guys. Not desperation. Seriously, you guys are wasting your time. I see so many people just bringing anybody in. You've got to find two people that are going to duplicate what you're doing. You've got to find two people that are going to follow the Getting Started Guide action plan and are going to be willing to commit to the ABC pattern. Don't be so desperate. Let me tell you something. They see that on you. When you're approaching them, they see that. So find two people that are willing to do what it takes. Don't waste your time with people who aren't. And it's got to start with you. Every one of you out there, you're all leaders. I don't want to hear my F-line didn't do that with me. Take responsibility of your own business. It's got to start with you, and it's got to start today. And the Getting Started Guide Action Plan for Success, that is our proven business plan, right? So why aren't you using it? Is everybody using it? Is everybody using it effectively? All right, there's a piece of paper of the 10 most overlooked steps. The 10 most overlooked steps in the action plan. It's in your handout. I'll feel comfortable if you can check every single one of those off when you go home. Do you want to duplicate right or do you want to duplicate wrong? Do you want to duplicate success or do you want to duplicate failure? What you set in motion carries in motion, so duplicate it right from the beginning. And establish expectations. You guys, when I bring someone into this business, they know I expect them to do exactly what I'm doing. That's the whole key. I need to duplicate myself. I'm a teacher. I expect them to make three-way calls with their people if I'm making it with them. I expect them to go to leadership, and I expect them to get their people to go to leadership. I expect them to hold the marker, to show the plan. Because who makes the money in this business? The people that show the plan. So start showing it now. You know what it is, guys? The student becomes the teacher. Isn't that true? The student becomes the teacher. It's all in the Getting Started Guide, Action Plan for Success, you guys. If you just follow it, you'll become a hopeless success. It's a tool that provides us with accountability. The action plan. I just did someone's action plan. I'm going to hold them accountable to that. If they tell me they're going to work at 8 to 10 hours a week, I'm going to make sure they work at 8 to 10 hours a week. And you know something? People need to have a person to be held accountable to. And I learned that in the Moving Up seminar. And empowerment. This is a tool that empowers people. They have the blueprint for success. They know exactly what to do. It empowers them to become the teacher. So all they got to do is go step by step with their people. They can duplicate the action plan. And through using it, you're going to develop leaders. You're going to know who your leaders are. Because you know something? When you treat people like leaders, guess what? They become leaders. You empower them. This business isn't so much how good you can do it, but how good you can teach your people to do it. Don't leave anything up to chance. Just use it. If it doesn't duplicate, don't do it. Don't do it. If it doesn't come from home office, don't use it. Okay? It's got to come from home office. That's the Getting Started Guide Action Plan. And you can find it in all your career manuals, right? Is everybody excited? Good. It's all about time leverage. And the way you're going to get time leverage is through a systemized, effective duplication. Okay? And the way you're going to get that is through kickoffs and the ABC pattern. Is everybody with me? Kickoffs and the ABC pattern. Kickoff. What is a kickoff? Coming up on the screen. A business opportunity presentation done in the new distributor's home to kick off their new exciting business. Did you hear what I said? It's done in the new distributor's home. Not your home, the new distributor's home. You're empowering them. It's got to be done in their home. You need to book 2 kickoffs. There's a reason for that. Okay? There's many reasons for that. But when I sign someone up with a Getting Started Guide Action Plan for Success, I book 2 kickoffs right away. And I book them a week apart from each other. Okay? So that the person, when they're inviting their prospects, can give them a choice between what they want and what they want. Hey, I'm having a kickoff this Tuesday. I can't make it. All right, next Wednesday. Everybody get that? Here's how it works. The sponsor or upline makes the following available. You guys, the new distributor does not have this material when they first get into the business. And if you book in a kickoff right away, you're going to make sure you can make it available. I'm going to run through these because they're all in your handout. Product display, whiteboard, product for retail, product literature, annual report, newsletters, profiles, NMTSS guide, local schedule, business cards, retail receipts. Again, book 2 kickoffs. And it's because of the invitation process. When your new distributor is getting ready to invite, they're going to have their names list, right? And they're going to keep the funnel full. They're going to keep adding to the names list. They're going to go through the entire names list and invite everybody to their kickoff. And they're going to over-invite. Why are they going to over-invite? Because when they tell me the 25 people are going to show up and they confirm that morning, guess what? They're lucky if 5. They're lucky if 1 person shows up. Everybody agree with that? Wow. Hold on 1 second. I didn't even use my notes. Okay. I guess I'll use them. And what are they going to do? They're going to use the evaluation approach. This is the one time they're brand new in the business, right? Brand new. They can use the evaluation approach, right? This is their one chance to use it, and it goes something like this. Hi, Dan. What are you doing next Tuesday? Great. Listen, I just got involved in an exciting new business and thought of you. This is all in your handout. I'm having a new business kickoff at my home, and I could really use your help. Help. Keyword. I'd just like you to come over and evaluate it for me. Now, it may or may not be of interest to you, but I know you'll be able to lead me to the right people. I'm really counting on your support. How can they say no? Deanne, I'm really counting on your support. I have a new business kickoff. All right? That's how they're going to get people to come to the kickoff. You want to open the kickoff meeting. Does anybody know why? It's right there. Cross-pollination and combinations. What I do is I tell my new distributor, you need to open this kickoff to other distributors because I want to build more than one leg in one night. All right? So you want to tell her or him or whoever, you want to tell them to open the kickoff meeting so that you can build more organizations, and also it's going to add credibility, testimonies, success in that room. Does everybody get that? Now, listen to this. Now you've got the new distributor already cross-pollinating. People aren't even in a group, his group. Right? You got them already cross-pollinating, and you're doing combinations. When I do a kickoff, I prepare. I make sure there's at least 6, 7, 8 organizations there one night so that I can do one night what it would have taken me a week or a month to do. All right? You like that, huh? And you want to make sure I have a kickoff calendar, which you'll see on the screen in a little bit, but you want to make sure that the people that you've given your kickoff calendar to call to reserve a seat at this new distributor's kickoff. They have to call the new distributors. Everybody get that? Because you know what happens? The last day when that new distributor is ready for their kickoff that night, I keep saying her or his, when they're ready for the kickoff that night, what happens? People start to cancel. You see, they don't have the belief yet. They don't have any belief. All of a sudden, the people start to cancel. Guess what? They can't cancel the kickoff because they had all these people calling in. And they don't even feel bad. See, otherwise, if other people weren't coming to their kickoff, they would feel bad and think that they were wasting my time. But now that all these other people are calling in to reserve a spot, they can never cancel, so you'll never have a no-show. Never have a no-show. And what you want to do is have all your distributors in the legs you're working, wherever you're working, identify prospects in the local area that you're doing a kickoff. That makes sense, right? Prepare for it. Don't leave anything up to chance. If you do that, you don't leave anything up to chance, and you'll have a successful kickoff. Now we're going to get into preparing the meeting room. Refreshments. You're going to think this is elementary, but guess what? It's not. Okay? Coffee, soda, cookies, chips only. Keep the main thing the main thing. Keep it simple. You got to keep it simple because guess what? Remember, it's all about duplication. People can't duplicate a roast beef dinner. I'm serious. I went into a kickoff and there was a roast beef dinner laid out for everybody. People can't duplicate it. You got to keep it simple. Table for product display. Adequate seating in an open area. This is all in your handout, guys. You don't even have to worry about it. You can go home and study it and start doing it. You know, you can drop me off in any town and I can build this business just with kickoffs. I can build an area just with kickoffs. You don't need second looks, just with a kickoff. Let's get started. The night of the kickoff. You got to start on time. Be courteous to the people that came on time. Edify. This is key. When you have a guest speaker coming in to do your kickoff, your upline, if they're in profiles or if they're in the Powerline newsletter, if they're in anything, you better make sure you have those plastered all over the place before they get to that kickoff. It's key. You're selling that person. Those people are going to listen to them. You're edifying them. So you want to make sure you have the newsletter out. You want to make sure you have an article out. You want to make sure you have Success Magazine out on the table for when that guest speaker comes in. So you want to edify. And it's the same presentation format that's done in a hotel. Simple. Let me run through it. The introduction. Now, this is key. The new distributor welcomes everyone into their home. Thank you for supporting my new business kickoff. Thank you for supporting my new business kickoff. And I also have them do the introduction. Anybody can read from a 3x5 card. We learn to read in what, second, third grade? However smart you are. Okay? All right? But anybody can read it. Now you're empowering them. They're in front of the room. You're empowering them. Anybody can read, but guess what? If you don't expect them to do that, they'll never do it. If you don't place that expectation on them, they'll never do it, and you'll be doing everything forever. You'll be babysitting, holding hands forever. I won't do it. Right, Marge? I refuse. So you make sure they do the intro. Product. Now you're giving them little tasks. Now they're treating it like a business. Why don't people study this business? Why don't people study the plan? I don't get it. They're going to make $109,000 a year if they can show the plan. So why don't they do it? It's because you guys aren't expecting them to. Empowering them. That's what it's all about. So products, use testimonials. Testimonials are key. I'd rather hear 5, 6, 7 testimonials than anything else because people are going to remember the stories, right? Same at a second look. Should be doing testimonials. That's right. Kelly. And the plan. Now the presenter does the plan, the person that you just edified all over the place. But this is key. When that person gets up in front of the room at that kickoff, and that kickoff's packed, we pack them in like sardines, and we're wrecking the prospects. Prospects are wrecked, okay? All of a sudden, that presenter, what I do is I get up in front of the room and I say, listen, before I tell you about me, I want to find out about you. And I'll go around the room and I'll say, I want to ask you who you are, what you do, and why you're here. Who, what, why? And it's amazing what happens. It's amazing. This is where you're going to develop rapport. Everybody's going to bond together, and it's so comfortable in a home. What happens is this. All of a sudden, a nurse, I'll pick on a few distributors first, okay? I'll say, okay, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you here? Hey, I'm a nurse. I was able to quit my job, and now I'm spending time with my kids. And you go to the next distributor. Oh, I'm a doctor. I needed residual income. They're giving their, like, two-minute commercials or whatever. Some of them elaborate. Or I'm a housewife. I'm making more money than I ever dreamed possible. My dreams are coming true. What do you think happens when you go around and you ask a prospect why they're there? All of a sudden, they're complaining before the meeting even starts. I hate my job. I hate my boss. It's amazing what happens. Now the prospects, they're already excited. They're already, determining the need. You're already finding what pain they're in just by doing this. It's so powerful, you guys. Mark, isn't it powerful? Bonnie, isn't it powerful when you do that? That's key with the kickoff. And the close. Whoever's closing the meeting, the next step is, if anything at all interested you this evening, you need to book yourself into a Second Look Hotel presentation. We don't want to waste your time. We don't want to waste our time. We want to make sure you want to do this. We're not here to sign you up tonight. We want to make sure you want to do this. And then the presenter at the close should also say, how can you evaluate a business without evaluating a product? You need to buy some product tonight. We sell so much product at kickoff. We retail like crazy. But it's up to the presenter because they've been in the business. They get the belief. They say, if you want to evaluate a business, you need to buy a product. And you know what else I do? I sell tickets. I sell tickets at kickoff. I got my 28 prospects here from kickoff. Because I told them, if you're lucky enough to find a ticket to leadership school, you should go. You have to be there. If anything at all interests you tonight, you need to really evaluate this company, and you need to get out to leadership school in Miami. I have people here that just got in 2 weeks ago and already has a prospect here. Why? Because she's following exactly what I'm doing. Exactly what I'm doing. And anybody can do it. It's not just me. My distributors are doing it. We're talking $109,000 a year. You have to posture yourself like that. You need to go to leadership school. You serious about making $109,000 a year? Listen, if you're lucky enough to get a ticket, you know, there's 60, 70,000 of franchise owners. They only made 6,000 tickets available. So if I can find you one, fear of loss, sense of urgency, I'll get you one. And then let's wrap it up. Pass out local schedules. You better make sure you have them there. Book the follow-up for interested people. Sell tickets, sell products, distribute literature. After the guest speaker's up there, it's up to the distributors to sell those tickets to their prospects, too, and to sell product. Here's why it works, you guys. Listen up. It's more relaxing. It's more comfortable in a home. Would everybody agree with that? People are really relating to one another. There's more credibility. Now you've got all these people from different organizations coming in and telling their success stories. You see, you don't hear the two-minute commercial. You don't hear who they are, what they are, what they do, and why they're there at a second look. But you'll hear it at a kickoff, right? There's more relatedness. Because you're hearing that, more people can relate to one another. There's more synergy, more enthusiasm, and definitely more energy. Wow. Because there's more energy. Do you hear that? Because now you pack them in like sardines in that room. I'm telling you what, do we wreck the prospects or what? We wreck them. They all want to go to second looks. You put the new distributor in a position of being successful. That's what you're doing. Even if none of her people showed up at the first one, believe me, at the second one, so many more people show up. I have one distributor that no people showed up at her first one. She still thought she was successful. Because guess what? We bring the party. We bring the party. She didn't have anybody there. She was so excited. She's like, wow, I had a great kickoff, huh, Elizabeth? Look at all these people. There's so many people here. So we put them in a position of being successful from the get-go, from the shoot. All right? They're the leader. They're in front of the room. This business, you guys, is built in the home. It's not built in hotels. You heard JR yesterday how many people came from a one-on-one, whatever. It's built in the home, and it's built over and over and over again and again. That's where it's built. So you got to start kickoffs. It's about building relationships. Think about it. You can't build a relationship at a second look like you can at a kickoff home presentation. Would everybody agree with that? When it comes right down to it, this whole business is about building relationships. Yeah, there's recruiting and prospecting and recruiting and all that, but it's the relationship building that's key, because sometimes timing isn't right for everyone. I got my best distributors in, Bonnie and, you know, Steve, 30 months, 24 months later, because I built a relationship with them. I kept in touch, okay? And you develop a success momentum for everybody when you do a kickoff. Everybody wants to go to our kickoffs, right? They all want to go because they know there's people there. They know there's excitement there. It's packed. Now you develop a success momentum for everybody. You develop it for you and your team, Market America, and the new distributor. I'll show you how. The new distributor gets activated. They're making money. Two kickoffs, they're making money, you guys. We'll get them activated in two kickoffs. And then with the interview and the kickoff, we'll definitely get them activated. You and your team, look what happens. Now you bring your whole team with you. Okay? You and your team, combinations and cross-pollination, time leveraging. You're using combinations, cross-pollination, and your time leveraging. Be proactive, not reactive. Frank said it yesterday. It's so key. Be proactive, not reactive. Place expectations. What I do, if I'm doing a new business kickoff in Mark's home, I'm going to call all the other legs of my organization, and I'm going to tell them I expect them to bring two guests. I expect them to bring two guests to support Mark's meeting. Now I'm doing combinations. Does everybody get this? And look what happens. Look what happens. Now the other prospects, their prospects, all the other distributors, now can say to their, all the other students can say to their prospects, listen, I can only bring two people at this kickoff. It's not my kickoff, it's someone else's. So tell me if you're not going to make it, because I can only bring two. So make sure you're going to be there. Everybody get that? And use the kickoff calendar and voicemail to promote your kickoff. This is what my kickoff calendar looks like. 2 to 3 a week. So if yours doesn't look like this, get it looking like this. And it'll say right on it, not for distribution, so I can give it out to the people I want to give it out to. Because if everybody went, forget it. It'd be a mob scene. We've had that happen. Now we use code numbers. Seriously. So you want to make sure. It benefits Market America. It builds a geographic area. There's more kickoffs to plug into. It builds your geographic area. You can have kickoffs to home, to home, to home, to home, to home. You can have kickoffs all over the place in the local area. And it's not just one person showing the plans at a second look. It's hundreds of people up there in front of the room with the marker showing the plan. It's a win-win-win situation, you guys. Remember again, book two kickoffs. Why? There's psychology in this. There really is. You might think I'm crazy, but I've been doing this for quite a while. There's initiation. You're initiating the new distributor on the team. They're being initiated on the team. They're part of the team. Positive reinforcement. Everybody's clapping for them. They just did the open. They're thanking them for inviting them to their meeting. They feel like a leader. You're empowering them. You're empowering them with belief and enthusiasm. That's what you're doing, because when they call up their prospects the first time, what are they saying? Hi, Dan. I'm having a new business kickoff in my home, and I really want you to come. Will you please come? Well, guess what? After the first kickoff, they are so excited. They are so pumped. They want their people there at the second kickoff. We empower them with belief and enthusiasm. Now they call and say, hey, Dan, I had 30 people in my house. It was incredible. You've got to be there next Tuesday. Irritation is the best motivation. They're excited, but they are so irritated. They didn't have their people there. They are irritated. And guess what? That distributor I told you they had no people there the first time, she had 9 prospects there the second time. Psychology. You'll get more from an ounce of enthusiasm than you'll ever get from a pound of knowledge. Don't ever forget it. This is a teaching business. And I can't think of a better way to teach this business than doing the ABC pattern using kickoff home presentations. Here we go. First thing you want to do, when you need to look at the monitors, the screens, you want to define your team. Who's going to be working together? Here's your team. JR already went into this. You, your sponsor, upline, and the closest upline executive coordinator. That's your team. You're establishing lines of responsibility. We share in the responsibility for that new distributor. We share in the responsibility for that new distributor. Now, one person can take them to a basic 5. Another one can take them to new distributor training. Another one can take them to a local. But we all go from house to house together as a team because we're all learning, right? And you know what's neat? I'm a great offloader, but when you place someone under someone, right, you require that person to take them to basic 5. Now you get 2 people going to training. Does everybody get that? Okay. Okay, we go from house to house to house to house to house to houses. We go to your house. We're going to activate you at the A level. That's the A level, the B level, and the C level. Everybody with me? ABCs. Easiest 1, 2, 3. All right. You. When you go home with that ABC pattern, take copies of it. Make sure you put you in every single bolded box. By the way, you might have to white out in that ABC pattern because they photocopied it and it was color. Sorry about that. But put you in all the bolded boxes. Next, your sponsor goes above you in every available spot. Is everybody watching the screen? Next, your upline goes above every available spot. And then your upline executive goes in the top box. They've already gone through the ABC pattern. They are holding the marker, all right? They've gone through it. Watch, they're the teacher. And watch what happens. You notice in the A level, they're no longer part of the team. Why? They've duplicated themselves and someone else picked up the marker. But guess what? They're the previous team leader. And they're there to aid the new team leader. That is the safety net. Everybody with me? You getting this? Good. Next, everybody else are the students. Everyone else are the students except the person on top of the house. But the student. You become the teacher. Watch. By the time you get to the C level, you're expected to become the teacher, and you're expected to hold the marker. Does everybody get this? You're expected to hold the marker! You guys are doing everything for everybody! And remember, the previous team leader is there to aid the new team leader. Does everybody get this? Would you agree that if you place an expectation on someone, if you tell them that they're going to have to show the plan at the C level, they're going to prepare for it? But if you don't expect that of them, do you think they're going to do anything? You're going to be holding their hand for the rest of your life, unless you find a good leader. All right. We're getting ready to activate you. That's right. That's the mission, right? Mission activation. When I do your two kickoffs, I want to activate you right away. And I can't think of two better people to activate you with than...
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Flintstones. Did you like that? Fred and Wilma! We're going to activate you with Fred and Wilma. Watch what happens. Fred now goes below you in every available box. He's become part of the team. Fred's become part of the team. And Wilma, she's going to be below you in every available box. Everybody see this? These are teams we're setting up. And look at this. This is what I do. Fred and Wilma, I get them to cross-pollinate right away. I'm going to have Fred support Wilma's kickoff. I'm going to have Wilma support Fred's kickoff. And they're going to both be working together. I get them working together right away! Can you imagine what would happen if you did this in your organization and it duplicates? I got all my people working together with everybody. It's unbelievable what happens, you guys. In combinations. Now you're building two legs at one time. You're doing both. You're empowering them. Now we're going to activate Fred with Bonnie. By the way, you guys, this is bedrock. This is pre-binomial expansion. The household rule still applies, right? So we're gonna activate Fred with Bonnie and Betty. I like that name. I really hate that name. Betty. And now we're going to activate Wilma's left side. We're going to go to her house, and the team's going to her house, and we're doing two kickoffs. We're going to activate her with Pebbles and with Bam Bam. Watch what just has happened. Watch what's happened. We're now at the sea level. But watch. You started out at the bottom of the house, right? When you activated at your first level with Fred and Wilma, you moved up in the house, right? Then when you activated at the B level, you moved up again in the house, right? By the time you get to the C level, you're at the top of the house! You'll see the presentation a minimum of 7 times, but you guys know you're going to see it more. You're going to see it at other kickoffs. We're doing two kickoffs. You're going to see it at second looks. You'll see the presentation a minimum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this gives me a break, 6, 7. Before you're expected to present the plan 8 times. And always remember, you're right, JR, these aren't as fast as me. Always remember, you are expected to hold the marker at that point. Everybody with me? And again, the previous team leader is there to aid the new team leader. They're the safety net. But if you don't expect something from someone, you're not going to get anything. And I got my people showing the plan at the sea level. All right? You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. That's what teamwork is all about. Would everybody agree with that? You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. When you bring those distributors to kickoff, when you sit down with the new distributor, okay, with their kickoff, with their ABC pad, and I do, and the team's there, guess what? They know they're going to get the support. They know they're going to not be working alone. Okay? Can you see how we empower people at kickoffs? Do you know that the number one fear is public speaking? We get them up in the front of the room right away. We get them ready for the second looks at kickoffs. That's duplicatable. And again, for those of you who have organizations, first I should say, for those of you who have two organizations, maybe a bunch of duds in there, do your ABC patent with gonads. Skip all the duds. Okay? All right? Identify the hot spot and work the bottom. For those of you who want to build a weak leg, you want to go and identify the hot spot and work the bottom. Start the ABC pattern all over again. Book two kickoffs with a person at a hot spot and start the ABCs again. And you'll be going house to house. By the time you get to the C level, guess what? You duplicated yourself. Let me tell you something. It takes time, but it's worth it because you'll have the strongest organization. You'll be developing leaders all over the place. Does everybody get that? Start the ABC pattern over and over and over again. You told me I had Together, everyone achieves more. When opening and running kickoffs, remember that. Teamwork. Everybody's working together. Together, everyone achieves more when opening and running kickoffs. You got to open them to all groups. It doesn't matter if they're not in your line. The other thing is, when I showed you lines of responsibility, if some of you might say, Elizabeth, I don't have a sponsor, or my sponsor quit, or they live in California. Find someone from another line. It doesn't matter whose line they're in. Be a team. Work together. Do it.